Here we are on the eve of Thanksgiving in the United States. I say that because via the God Is podcast, we have people listening online from all over the world. And so while this may not be a Thanksgiving holiday week where you are, an attitude of thankfulness is to permeate every Christian life all year round, 365 days. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let's be a thankful people. And as I gave thought to whom I am thankful for, the Apostle Paul comes immediately to mind. He is a man from whom I have learned much about who God is, and given that there is a depth and width to the man God used to write much of what is our New Testament in the Bible, I have chosen to be selective with you this week and to focus on Paul's prayers. As I have said, Paul is the praying apostle. He is often known by many true traits: his missionary journeys, the churches he started, his suffering, his teaching, and of course his writing. But often believers in Jesus miss his prayers. The apostle Paul was fruitful in prayer, and so let's jump back in our outline and move into my third insight, which is this. Paul prayed brief prayers. Paul prayed brief prayers. We've already covered my first two insights on the outline. Paul is the praying apostle, and Paul's prayers are mingled with his instructions. If you were not with us earlier this week, jump on the WEZE website, 590amtheword.com, and get the free podcast. And you can write to me for the complete outline today as well. Email me or send me a short letter requesting it. My addresses will be given at the conclusion of this broadcast. We come now to insight number three, and let's talk about how short but profound the apostles' prayers are. When we read the prayers of the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, we notice this. He prays brief prayers. He's no long-winded supplicant. His longest prayer is 9 verses in Ephesians 1. That is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23. In his book, Gleanings from Paul, the Prayers of the Apostle, A.W. Pink, whose in-depth study on the prayers of Paul I am leaning on, quotes Martin Luther, the great reformer at the time of the Protestant Reformation. Luther was the Roman Catholic Church monk who came to see, by the grace of Christ, that what the Roman Catholic Church believed and taught was not in the Bible. It was not biblical. It was completely unbiblical and therefore heretical. And so he launched a reformation that is still going on to this very day. And here's what Luther said, and it's going to sound a bit odd because he wrote this a very long time ago, and when it was translated into the English, Old English was used. Are you ready for it? Here is Martin Luther. "When thou prayest, let thy words be few, but thy thoughts and affections many, and above all, let them be profound. The less thou speakest, the better thou prayest. The less thou speakest, the better thou prayest." I love that. And it's true. We are not more spiritual, and our prayers are definitely not somehow more effective before God the longer we pray and the more we say. The less thou speakest, the better thou prayest. And we learn this from the praying Apostle Paul. His prayers are very direct, explicit. They're stated clearly. But in keeping with Luther's conviction, Paul has thoughts and affections for God that are very profound, as we shall soon see. In every church in which I have belonged and served, either as a layperson or as a pastor, there are always those Christians in the church who think that the longer they pray, the more wordy they are, the more God hears and answers their prayers. In Boston, we had the Wednesday night midweek prayer meeting, and in Hong Kong, my church initially also prayed on Wednesday nights until we moved our prayer time together to Sunday mornings. And always we would have some dear believer launch long-winded prayers and then negatively judge others who didn't pray as long as they thought they should. Oh, could they pray on and on and on, to the point where everyone else in attendance would just simply disengage. If you've ever been to a church's prayer gathering, then you know exactly what I mean. But when we turn to the Bible, we learn from Paul's prayers that short prayers are just as effective with God. In fact, where did the Apostle Paul learn to pray so succinctly? I think he learned this from Jesus Christ in the revelation of himself that the Lord Jesus gave to Paul. For example, the prayer the Lord taught us to pray is brief, yet profound. I know many of you will know this, or a similar version. Pray then this way: Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Now let me pause there. This is succinct, isn't it? Jesus gets right to the point. Jesus continues to teach us to pray. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Again, allow me to interject this. It's plainly put. Meet our needs, and forgive us as we forgive others. And then this: and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. That's the Lord being to the point, concise, and stating the prayer clearly. This is how Jesus wants us to pray. And Paul the Apostle picked up on this and prayed as such. So let's look at some examples of the short prayers of Paul, and this will have a dual benefit because it will also link me to my next insight, which is that Paul prayed to God the Father. Right now, I'm telling you that the prayers of Paul are brief, and so if you have your Bible with you and you're not driving, turn with me to the book of Ephesians. When you get to Ephesians, put your finger in chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1. I'll begin reading in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Notice as I read how pithy Paul is. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Blessed. Now, that is a word chosen to praise the Lord, but it's just one word. It captures the attitude of Paul towards God the Father. And next, very briefly, Paul acknowledges who God is. He is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is the God and Father of Jesus, meaning Jesus is God. Jesus comes to us from God. Now that is saying a lot, a wealth of heavy theology, but in eight short words. And according to Paul's prayer, what has God done for us? He has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. Now there is at least one whole sermon here, which I will resist giving today. Paul is not talking here about material blessings like more money or a better home to live in. And he is not talking about being blessed with perfect health either. The text says every spiritual blessing. That is, God through Christ has already given to all genuine believers all of the spiritual blessings from heaven, God's total and complete domain that he rules, and we are not in need of anything ever again. Once in Christ, we have all that we need from Christ. For example, we have salvation, justification, sanctification, and our glorification all from Christ. Look, this is tremendous. Again, I do not have time today to expand on this further, but someday we will. For now, do not miss today's insight. The Apostle Paul prays this prayer of thanksgiving to God in a very succinct manner. How long would it take to pray this prayer? I will tell you how long this takes as I look at the timer while I record this. 10 seconds. That's all. 10 seconds. Well, I've been at prayer meetings where people will take 10 minutes just as an introduction or a preface to their prayers. Paul doesn't do that. He prays brief prayers. Now let's drop down a little further in Ephesians to verse 17, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, in the middle of Paul's longest prayer in the Bible, which is not very long at all. How long would it take to sincerely pray this at your church's prayer gathering? Ephesians 1, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Here, the Apostle Paul says something significant again about God. He is the Father of glory. This is also profound, but it is pithily put. As is this, that God will give you two gifts. One, the spirit of wisdom, and two, the revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is what Paul prays for the Ephesian Christians. Imagine that you put your arm around a brother or sister in Christ and you prayed, "Father, give to my friend a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. Amen." And then you sat down. Why, someone might say, or at least think, "That's all you're going to pray for me?" But in reality, you have prayed a very profound prayer. If God supplies this, what an awesome answer to prayer that will be. Don't you, dear Christian listening in today, want this in your life? The spirit of wisdom and the revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ? I sure do. Well, this makes a great prayer for us to pray for another one today, doesn't it? I'll pray this for you, and you pray this for me, all right? I hope I have made my insight clear. Paul prays brief prayers, and I'm thankful for each and every one of them. In A.W. Pink's book, he has 33 chapters, and each one of those focuses on one of Paul's prayers. That's 33. You really ought to get a copy of Arthur W. Pink's Gleanings from Paul, The Prayers of the Apostle. And remember, if you want one free, write to me today and I'll send it to you. I'm doing this for the first 3 people to contact me, so get in touch quickly. The email and mailing address are about to be given, but here they are briefly. By email, mark@markaswallow.com. And by regular mail, God is P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And then I'll be here tomorrow at this same time on Thanksgiving Day, and we'll come to this. Paul prayed to God the Father. Paul prayed to God the Father. So join me tomorrow. Let's celebrate Thanksgiving together right here on God Is.